Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Be a part of the show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
Well, had to dump that. Attaboy.
What?
Did you just drop blowing an S-bomb?
What? Blowing a lot or the cuss word?
No, the cuss word, Dad. I had to drop the cuss word.
Nice. Well, I thought I finished the puzzle, but I was missing one clue down, and it was blowing a lot. Put that on the mixtape, and the answer is windy.
So there you go.
Yeah. That's it. Oh, good tough puzzle today. Friday, getting a little tougher. Saturdays is a bitch. Saturdays is really hard. But
is that the hardest one of the week?
Huh? Sunday is the biggest one. So, I mean, we have a hard time. Saturdays is hard, right? Yes. The problem with him is he thinks every answer is woof. So no matter what I ask him, I was like, he's doing it again. So I mean, we finished the puzzle. I don't need any help anymore. It's not woof. I ask him, you know. Who won the 1946 MVP? Woof. No, that's not it. All right.
What answers would again. Woof be?
Yeah. Conference giveaways. Woof. Nope, not it.
would it be low rider speaker system, sub woofer?
Yeah, he could get that one right. And that, what a whole dog crossword puzzle. Could you put it together with all the letters interlinking and just say woof? You know, what you do when you've had a really good game, woof. What you tell your rival when they lose, you know, woof. You know, it's pretty good. How to alert your owner that there's somebody at the door, woof.
Woof, woof,
great,
two woofs.
Great puzzle. That's a good doggy puzzle, Simon.
All right, so this happened yesterday.
Stop.
I was telling Jamie this. We decided to play an impromptu game yesterday of office baseball, Jack and I.
Right.
Where we used the delightful Louisville Bats beer bats, and a squishy ball we got from our friends at UPS.
Okay.
And we need you here, by the way, because we need to lay out the studio so we can have some better automatics. You know, this is your wheelhouse.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Commissioner Bob can come in and... Show us where to put, you know, what's a triple, what's a double, you know, all that jazz. So we're playing, and there's been times Jack and I have fooled around, and we almost kind of half-heartedly, we'll count a home run where it might have been a double just to keep the game going. But this was not the case last night. I had a place to be. But Jack was like, come on, let's get a quick game. And so we did. And I'm winning 4-1. And we get to talking about how we should, like, decorate it and actually make a league and what team would be what. And I was like, should I be, you know, the Mighty Melonheads from Backyard Baseball? And he was like, nah, you got to be the Mets, and I'll be the Cubs. And if I win, I'll put a W flag up, and then everyone will know I won the last game, and, you know, you could put a Mr. Met up or something. And so we're going in to the bottom of the last inning, and I go, all right, I'll be the Mets, you could be the Cubs. And so I start to pitch, and he looks at me and goes, you do realize that but if you're the Mets, this makes you Edwin Diaz. And I go, ah, crap.
Oh, no.
And
make believe Diaz was on the DL. You know, he was on the injured list. That's what you had to do.
Well, I should have done that. And so literally.
Pitch Robert Gesellman or somebody.
Anyway. Jack is a great contact hitter. We knew this from his gas bag days. Not a ton of pop, but a great contact hitter. Literally. And I'm not giving him meatballs by any stretch. He's been struggling with the inside pitch all day. Jammed him all day. Might as well call me Mo because I was just getting him on that inside cutter.
Breaking his bat, throwing cutters.
Absolutely. So first pitch, inside, kind of high, fastball, bang. He almost broke Patty's like door frame. Crushed it. So I'm like, okay, 4-2. Here we go. Next pitch. Two pitches. I'm Edwin Diaz, mind you. Two pitches. crushes another home run, almost takes out a light. He hit it so hard we thought he broke a pipe. Like, we actually paused the game to look and make sure water wasn't coming from the ceiling. He hit it so hard. This is Jack, who's never hit a home run in four games of office baseball. The second I said I was Edwin Diaz, back-to-back Jacks on two pitches. Now, I'm like, okay, I got to go to the bullpen. I'm going to get a lefty because, I mean, you know, even me throwing lefty is better than this. And he reminds me, well, you know, you have a three batter minimum. And I was like, ah, crap, here we go. So throw him outside, and he laces a double. So now it's 4-3 with a guy in scoring position. So then I legitimately started throwing lefty, and you know, he hit a single, so the guy scored, but I got out of the inning. So it's 4-4 now. I've blown a 3-run lead thanks to Edwin Diaz in office baseball. We go to extras. I go down 1-2-3, and he hits a walk-off. And I was like, are you serious? This was the second I said I was the Mets. I could not have scripted a better implosion.
I got to admit, you wonder sometimes when you like, that's the beauty of Stratomatic and those games. They're realistic. There's really, your games are proving to be realistic. I mean, even though they're not statistically based, that was right on the money there. I can't fault that at all. That was impressive.
I mean, it was, Pops, I'm not kidding. I was laughing so hard that it actually kind of made it hard to swing in extra innings, but because it was just, I mean, what can you do? What can you do? But, yeah, nonetheless, that was
I was listening to a game the other day doing my old-time radio thing. This is before Jack's time, so he wouldn't remember it, but as a Cubs fan, it's legendary, so he probably knows it. There was a game in Chicago many years ago that I think it was against the Phillies. I'm not sure. But it was one of those games where it was a really big Chicago wind. And it was in 1979. It was the Phillies. And they played the Cubs, and the final score of the game, Thursday afternoon, just under 15,000 fans there. The wind was blowing out at 18 miles an hour, and the final score of the game, Philadelphia 23, Chicago 22.
Holy cow, that's like a high school basketball game.
They had 45 runs, 50 hits, 11 home runs, 127 batters, 11 pitchers, 15 walks, and 37 total players in the game. Dave Kingman hit 3 home runs for the Cubs. Mike Schmidt hit 2 for the Phillies. Oh, my God. But the thing that makes it even funnier is the day before, Steve Carlton for the Phillies had pitched a shutout. So they had no, the Cubs had no runs on Wednesday and 22 runs on Thursday. I love baseball.
Jack just very texted and said that game was so fun.
Which game? The game that you play with Jack or the 23-22 game?
Yes. By the way, unfortunately, because you're leaving for the airport, we're not going to be able to catch up with our buddy Joe Wiz this week. So I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow we can catch Joe Wiz on the Fine Line over on 93.9 The Ville at 10 a.m. So sure, we'll catch up with Joe Wiz next week. Sadly, though, because of travel stuff, it'd be really tight to get him in.
All right, I'm going to start keeping track of the Sagarins. I know we've only got half a year, but I'm going to start keeping track of the games that they said you really should play, because now there's enough games, the number should mean something. So I'm going to do that. So we'll do the Sagarins before I go.
Yeah, no, we can do that real quick before we get out of here. There was a couple other things I forgot I wanted to get to for some S&Gs. I put up, by the way, I'm not sure if you've seen it, but there's a Twitter handle called Bring Brom Home.
And why will you not get off this damn thing?
And so he just,
oh my God,
he just keeps, no matter what I post. And other people, it's not just me.
Oh, I know. He does it with me, too.
Yeah,
he's done that with me. No matter what I put up there, he puts at the end of it, you know, yes, I agree with you, bring Brom home. It has nothing to do with Brom. It could be like, I got to tell you, the new roast beef sandwich at some place is great. Absolutely. Bring Brom home. I
mean, so. Well, sometimes you'd be like, you know what else would be delicious? Brom coming home. You know, it'd be something along those lines. By the way, a very, very quick version, because, and this ties into sports, because tomorrow, 7 p.m., Kroger Field, the 6A boys high school football state championship, two locals.
As opposed to the girls high school football.
It'll be for, I think, is it the third straight year? I'm not sure. It'll be male, and they'll be up against St. X, so two locals tomorrow, battling out for 6A supremacy on the gridiron.
That should be quite a game.
At Kroger Field. So that got me thinking. Let's play a game of Twitter head-to-head. Who has more followers? The KHSAA or Bagel Bites.
Oh, that's a good game. I like that kind of game. I'm sorry. I'm being distracted now by...
Yeah, I know. I don't know what the hell you were doing, but I heard
well,
music
she's great.
Playing.
She's, it's a girl named Sophie Holloway. She's like, she came from Australia, and she's now a Rockette. She puts videos up, and she's very...
I shouldn't say that. It's probably annoying. I'm sure she's very, very talented, but...
She's a Rockette.
You should retweet it. Retweet it, and I'll retweet it.
No, it's not. I'm not going to retweet it.
KHSAA, though. Or
all right, so it's KHSAA versus who?
Bagel Bites. And actually, only Bagel Bites is verified on Twitter. So Twitter head-to-head. I forgot what we called it. We probably need to come up with a catchier name. But basically, it's who has more followers. That's how we determine the winner. Twitter versus.
This guy's unbelievable. There are so many talented people in the world. This guy's a woodworker. You would not believe what he's doing.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay, you're not playing. It's Bagel Bites has 32,300, and KHSAA has 36,900.
Oh, KHSA won.
KHSAA won by just a little bit. Yep. So, okay, can you put your phone down? Like, can we actually, like...
No, I'm going to play one. Because mine, I'm going to make... But mine may be a blowout, because you looked yours up first, so you could find a close.
Well, actually, like, I typed in Bagel Bites, and then I was like... I forgot who I went to first. It was, like, a celebrity. And I was like, no, they have way, way, way more. And then I went to a cell phone. I just typed in Boost Mobile, and I was like, no, they got way, way, way more. And then I was reading the story about, you know, Mail and St. X in the state final, and I was like, huh, I wonder how many the KHSAA has. And sure enough, it was it's a good matchup if you can get them within 5,000.
All right, here's mine. Mine is going to be the commissioner of the Professional Bowlers Tour.
Okay.
Tom Clark,
okay. I
like
Tom where
Clark
this is
on
going.
Twitter. I've actually interacted with him because we were going to try and do an event for the V Foundation when the PBA Tour was on ESPN, but they moved to Fox, so it didn't work as well.
What is his Twitter? Because Tom Clark, the verified guy, it looks like a...
No, Clark, at Clark PBA.
At Clark PBA, okay.
Okay. Who has more, do you think? Him or the... let's see. What was I going to do a good one here? Let's say... how about the... Now that went, all right, let's do that. Let's see if we can find the director of the director of the New York City Opera.
Oh God, Tom Clark's going to kill him. I mean, I haven't I see his profile, I haven't clicked it yet. But it doesn't matter. I don't need to see it. Tom Clark, he's going to win. No,
right, here we go. He's got 12,900.
Yeah,
New York City Opera at NYC at NY City Opera. Do you think he killed them?
Yeah, I think he beat them pretty strong, pretty easily.
He did. The New York City Opera's only got 1,600 followers.
Yeah, yeah. I see you, Tom Clark.
Bad matchup there. How about? Oh, let's try this one. How about? Does Tom Clark have more than the News and Tribune Sports from over in Southern Indiana?
Oh,
that's a good ball game. Southern Indiana scores and headlines from the News and Tribune. Tom Clark, PBA commissioner, 12,000 and change. News and Tribune. Do they beat him or not? What do you think? A lot of people following. They want scores. Yeah. They want to know the latest results.
Yeah, I don't know, because a lot of local media outlets seem to hover around like 10,000. So I think they surpassed 10,000, but I don't think they beat 12,900. So I'm going to say that's my prediction. And my phone literally just died, so I'm not looking.
Oh, and you can't even check. I could lie to you, but I won't. I have too much integrity for our game. Who's got more? And that is News and Tribune 7,346. So Tom Clark is 2-for-2. How about that? And that's impressive.
Bingo! I haven't played that drop in a while.
What's
one.
That from?
That's from Issel. Process cut that.
Bingo!
And put that as a hotkey. That's a good one.
How's our poll doing? Let's see. A lot of people want to give me alternate cars, not understanding the game, which pisses me off. Pick what's on there. Stop showing off your knowledge of other things, okay? You know, it's like going to a Chinese restaurant and saying, can I get lasagna? Where's the lasagna? I don't see lasagna on the menu. No, that's not one of the options. Pick one of the ones that's on the menu. Okay, so I get it. There's other cars out there. I got you. My goodness. But anyway, here's the poll.
Yeah, what do we got?
Poll right now is Corvette at Corvette is starting to open up. 47%, Mustang at 28%, Camaro at 14%, Charger at 11%. All right, here's the other thing you wanted to play. This is, and we'll do this. Then I'm going to do this.
Ooh! I also we'll mix in a little sports there. You owe me a ton of reads, by the way. So please.
Oh, we'll never get the. We'll forget this poll. Then save it for next week. It won't be dated.
Yeah.
To build your ideal food court. And, the thing that I'm mad about it. I'm very, very mad about though, is that Burger King and Wendy's. The idea is you have $15 to spend. And there's $5 brands, $4 brands, $3 brands.
Yeah, everyone's seen those. Build your ideal lineup, you know, all that.
How is Wendy's and Burger King a $2 brand? Please stop. They're
yeah, I would put them. See, that's the thing.
No,
I,
that's not. That's they're on the same line as generic karaoke place,
and Panda Express.
And Panda Express, which is nice, but that's
I actually
Jamba Juice is up at $4, and Wendy's and Burger King are at $2. Sorry, I won't stand for that.
I might bump them to $3. I agree with you, but I will say this: outrageous value at the $1 level. Sparrow's Pizza $1.
Yeah, well, that's because we're paisans.
No, well, I mean it's also not a bad slice. It truly isn't a bad slice. New York style.
A&W's down there.
Of all the burger chains, it's up there in royalty. It's just you don't see that many of them. So, yeah. I mean, you get all your great American food from there. You get your
hot dog
Italian
on a stick.
Hot dog on a stick. I looked it up. I would put them. Okay, I'm just going to tip my hand. My list included Popeyes, which was a 5-tier because Popeyes is among the.
You only have $15 to spend. Remember?
No, I did it with a dollar left. I took $5 for Popeyes. I believe it was. I took all four on the bottom. I took Sparrow's.
Dippin' Dots, Sparrow, A&W, yep. And Hot Dog on a Stick?
Yep, I got...
Well, that's your game then. That's the whole Popeyes and those other four. That's $14. That's $9.
No, that's $9. That's $9.
Oh,
it doesn't
okay.
say... There's
I
no,
forgot. You can take more than five.
You can take more than five, and I threw Auntie Anne's in there, and I'm at 12, and then I got Panda Express. I'm at 14.
Auntie Anne's isn't even...
Auntie Anne's is three.
It's three. It makes 12, and then you took who?
I took Panda Express.
Okay.
Now, right. the problem is you got
lots of choice for dessert. I mean, that's the thing I was always concerned. Can you put a full meal together? Can you get a salad?
Yes.
Can you get dessert?
Yes.
You know, that's the thing.
See, I thought about maybe throwing generic teriyaki place in there maybe. But here's something that could be criticized.
Is that really the name of the place?
I guess.
Generic teriyaki?
I guess. I've never seen it. But I feel like there's also, I mean, every single Chinese or every single the mall has a Chinese.
That's why I was wondering if they were alluding to that. They were just saying any generic.
And they're all pretty evenly matched. So I thought about doing both Panda Express and that because it does seem like if there's two of something, there seems to be two Chinese places, or in that ilk. You know, like
seems Asian heavy though for your course.
Yes, Asian heavy. Now you can criticize that I went kind of hot dog heavy on mine because hot dog's part of great American food. They'll have that at A&W. Hot dog on a stick, I took 50% because it sounds funny, 50% because who doesn't like corn dogs, and 50% because they have outrageous uniforms. So you need that. You need a little color, a little pizzazz, if you will. Yes, that's 150%. I know. Now you can.
Well, I wasn't looking at it as a business thing. I was looking at it as where I would eat. Could pick on these.
See, that was
so. I wanted a place that had dessert. Wanted a place.
Well,
that had
I have
a salad.
That. Yeah, Dippin' Dots and A&W have dessert. The problem is, and I feel like this could be a good criticism. I have Auntie Anne's and I have hot dog on a stick. Both of them are kind of similar in terms of hot dogs and pretzels, but I feel like you can get Auntie Anne's as a snack and then maybe hot dog on a stick as a meal. So I'm pretty pleased with mine, and I have a dollar left over that I'm going to put to good vending machines.
Well, put it towards something from Genesis Diamonds because they make everything more affordable with this amazing promotion. The 12 Days of Christmas going on at Genesis Diamonds right now. The best gift ever, simply 5 years, zero interest financing. That's right. For the first 12 days of December, you'll get the unbeatable Genesis value price plus zero interest financing for 5 years with nothing down. Shop early for Christmas and get that $5,000 pair of diamond stud earrings for for just $84 a month, or the $6,000 Diamond Eternity Band, just $100 a month. Genesis showcases jam-packed, stocked with the best holiday gifts, rings, pendants, bands, earrings, colored gemstone jewelry, you name it, they've got it, and they've got it at the very best prices and the very best quality. Unique, handcrafted, one-of-a-kind items that are sure to be the headliner gift at your house this Christmas, and now through December 12th, everything's affordable. 5-year zero-interest financing. That makes things a lot better for people trying to stretch their budget this holiday season. How about splurging? A $10,000 tennis bracelet, just $167 a month. That's a pretty good deal. Don't miss this special finance offer now through December 12th. Merry Christmas from your friends at Genesis Diamond, Shelby Road Plaza, on approved credit. See store for details. Don't forget, they've got the luxury pre-owned Rolex collection as well.
Hey, do you want to hear Brett McMurphy's latest bowl predictions for some of the locals?
When wind up not doing Sagarin. So the Sagarins will go this weekend. So if you don't make any money, blame Nick. Okay, here, let's hear it from Brett McMurphy.
Okay. That was a little harsh. I mean, I could still do them. But,
just telling you.
Lockheed, okay. U of L playing, according to Brett, he's predicting that they are going to play Mom's Birthday, 12-22-21, which is a great palindrome date. They'll be playing Army. The Biscuit's going to be so torn to decide who to root for there. Wednesday, December 22nd in Fort Worth, Texas, it'll be the Cards and the Golden Knights and the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces.
Ooh, going to Fort Worth, huh?
Fort Worth, Texas.
That's a new market for us, so that's good.
And according to Brett McMurphy and the Action Network, Louisville is laying 5.5 in that one. Some other locals, let's see here. UK, they got a sexy bowl.
Did they get their New Year's Day bowl that they aspired to?
They are playing in the Verbo Citrus Bowl.
New Year's Day.
In Orlando, Florida.
Somebody just turned their radio on right now thinking we're announcing. We're not. This is speculation.
Yeah, this is all speculation. Yeah, Brett McMurphy of the Action Network predicting that UK will play Iowa in the Verbo Citrus Bowl. Basically a pick 'em. Kentucky's laying 0.5 points. That one. Let's see who else we have for... everyone's paramour, Jeff Brom. What were you singing? Brom.
Spam song. Yeah. Brom, 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 bromity brom. That's the Monty Python song.
Well, he'll be... it's predicted that he will be playing in the Transperfect Music City Bowl. What are you doing? That is so...
It's two different glasses. One has water up halfway and one to the quarter, and they have different tones. This is the from Valhalla. This is the Derby glass with only a quarter amount of water.
Jeez. Anyway, Brett McMurphy is predicting that Jeff Brom and Purdue will be playing Tennessee in the Transperfect Music City Bowl, Nashville, Tennessee, December 30th. That's a Thursday. And the spread right now has Tennessee laying 4.
Wow. I'm
trying to
see.
Brown's
magic will wear off and they'll be thumped by Tennessee and then everybody will sour on them. No, they won't. They'll still want them.
The Birmingham Bowl that a lot of people were thinking the U of L might play is going to be Auburn and SMU. Auburn's laying 8 in that one to Tuesday, December 28th. And Birmingham, the Ticket Smarter Birmingham Bowl. I'm trying to find Western Kentucky because I think
they're in Bowling Green. You just go down I-65. You can't miss it.
I walked into that one. It's fine. That's fine. That's on me. According to Brett McMurphy, he has them playing Saturday, December 18th in Boca Raton, Florida. The roofclaim.com, Boca Raton Bowl.
Todd Ant has a condo there. His family, very nice.
Western Kentucky against, guess who? Scott Satterfield's old stomping grounds, App State. And App State's laying 2.5 in that one.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah,
hey,
about that?
Do you really want to go through another year with that awful joint pain?
No.
Don't do it. Resolve right now to get yourself moving again. Time to call QC Kinetics. They have non-surgical regenerative treatments for joint pain. We're talking lasting results using natural biologics. No surgery, no pain meds, no steroids, no downtime. This is state-of-the-art, cutting-edge stuff, regenerative, restorative treatments that actually encourage your body to heal itself using highly concentrated natural biologics. Patients have raved about it. Hip pain relief, knee pain relief, shoulder and back pain relief. Don't let them keep giving you steroids. Let them tell you surgery is your only option. Get a free second opinion at QC Kinetics. Do it now. Imagine life in 2022 without pain. Call the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics, 502-219-4636, 502-219-4636. QC Kinetics, state-of-the-art, cutting-edge natural biologics for lasting relief, 502-219-4636.
There you go. That was good. By the way, I was talking all that good stuff about the...
I actually could do the Sagrins, you know.
Yeah, I know. But we also have something else I need you to record here, and we're going to do that on the air.
For the love of God, but all that's good in this country.
We're talking about bowl projections. You can see Malik Cunningham. I'm assuming he's going to play in the game. What was the bowl that... it was the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl with against Army. That was his prediction to see U of L.
And it's not fair. I mean, Army should have an advantage if it's the Armed Forces Bowl. Louisville should play somebody in the, you know, Parimutuel Wagering Bourbon Bowl, and they would have an advantage.
That's a good point. That's a very fair point. I have no way to parlay that into this read, but so I'm just going to remind everybody that Malik Cunningham is going to be at Planet Fitness on Poplar Level Road on Monday night for a free autograph session. It will be from 7 to 8 on Monday night at Planet Fitness, and it's open to the public. That's Malik Cunningham this upcoming Monday, 7 to 8 at Planet Fitness on Poplar Level Road. Okay, Pops, do you have the copy? We're going to do
no,
this
but
there.
I do want to say this. Bryson DeChambeau leads the Hero World Challenge. That's Tiger's event over in the Middle East, or I think it's where it is. Bryson DeChambeau, 10 under par, 7 under today. So he's got a 3-shot lead on a whole bunch of guys who are 7 under. That's the first thing. Second thing is, have you seen what Devin Booker's Phoenix Suns are doing to people? They just won their record for the 18th game in a row. They are absolutely rolling.
They beat Golden State last night, right?
Yeah, they had a the great matchup with Booker and Steph Curry, and then sadly, poor Oklahoma Thunder fans.
Oh
God, the Grizzlies beat
rough.
Them. You're not. This is not a misprint. They beat them by 73. Unbelievable.
Did you
145 to 67 at one point was the lead. It wound up being 152 to 79. My God, they cut it down a little at the end. They outscored him 12-7 over the last couple of minutes. I mean, that's just unbelievable. 73-point margin easily topped Cleveland's 68-point win over Miami back in 1991. So
wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, OKC. Did you see the Knickerbockers, the UK North?
They were beat by the Bulls. Billy Donovan's got his Bulls playing some good basketball.
They were down 26, I think, at the half.
Yeah, they made a frantic last.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Stretch.
I was watching that one at Saints.
All right, I'm leaving. I got to go to the airport, everybody. And next week is going to be interesting because I am it's going to be essentially impossible. I don't know how I'm going to do the show. Monday and Wednesday are going to be not going to happen. I'm going to be on a train. I may try and check in. Maybe I can do an hour or something, but we'll try it. I've done a little research. They have wireless internet on the train, but I don't think it's high enough speed to do radio. That's the problem.
I watched the entire four episodes of The Boys when we took the train up to Chicago to watch the White Sox, but I also totally missed out on emails from
New
Orleans about getting Teddy Bridgewater on. That was, and then I asked Coop to hook it up, and he completely botched it. Sorry, Coop. You know I love you. But yeah. So all right. Well, on your way out, you got a parting shot on tomorrow's NC State game. U of L starts conference play.
Well, I would. I wanted to go to my colleague to weigh in on it, but I can't find his website. They had a take on this game. Very unhappy that I can't find it. Let me see if I can find it, because I saw this earlier and I thought you might be. Here it is. This is it. This is my colleague right here. Coming to you. Yeah, it's my colleague. Oleg Svobodsky, coming to you from Moscow, going to weigh in on the game. Oleg, what do you got for us? Talk, Oleg. The hell with you. We'll go to your other partner. We'll go to
Russian
Nikolai.
TV.
We'll go. There it is. Yes, I agree. He said they got to get more out of Withers. Withers has to play at a much higher level. That's been a tremendous disappointment. The ball's got to move more. That's right on. Absolutely right on. I don't know if they're going to be tired. They just played a 4-overtime game, NC State. That's a good point, but it is a couple of days ago. They'll probably be back by then. Yeah, and the last point I think is right on. They got to shoot the ball better. So Nikolai weighing in beautifully from Moscow in the breakdown of the game. So we'll see at 2 o'clock from NC State. It's a tough stretch of schedule, and these are important games, man. You got to get your conference games, and if you get them on the road, it's like a win and a half. So
they got to shoot better, right? I mean, Ross McMaines was on the Field of 68 podcast. Jack did a good job cutting it. I'm not gonna have time to play the sound here. By the way, we're gonna play Billis, your interview with Billis from earlier today, to round out the show. That'll take you to the take at 3 o'clock with Andy Sweeney. But I mean, he was talking about just the law of averages. I mean, Noah Locke's too good a player to go scoreless again, right?
If you get good shots, but I'll tell you, I thought Chris, I mean, again, like, he needs me to verify like what he's saying is true, but I could not agree with him. I watched the way they were setting screens, the way they were using screens, awful. Awful. I don't know what I wanted to ask them. I wanted to stop the game and say, why do you think you're going to be open setting and using a screen like that? I mean, they were going 3 feet away from the screen, half speed. Why do you think you're going to get open doing that? I mean, I don't understand why they think they're going to get good shots running their offense the way they're running it. I mean, that's the part that is, you know, I thought Billis made such a good point. You'll hear it in a minute about Purdue. When they catch the ball, they move the ball. They don't catch it, exhaust every possible option for themselves, and then try and pass it. That is absolutely the easiest way to be guarded. And I don't, they just, you know, I'm not saying that Coach McMaines doesn't know what he's doing with this offensive system. On the contrary, I mean, he's got all these catchphrases and terms, and he's very committed to it. You can see he's very confident, but they're not getting it because this ball's got to move faster. They have to move better without the ball. They've got to do more work to get free. There's no magic elixir in this offense. You got to do things that common sense will tell you will get you free. You got to move without the ball. You got to change speed. You got to cut hard. How many times you used to hear that during radio broadcasts? Patino next to us with that New York, cut hard, cut hard, cut hard. You'd be yelling. Well, that's right. Cut hard. You got to cut hard. If you don't, you're not going to get open. So, I mean, they've got to do a better job of that. They got to do a better job in transition. I mean, Michigan State did a much better job in transition. They outscored them fast break points like 25-10. So there's a million things they got to do better offensively. But then at the same time, they're still going to have to play defense at a very high level. So we'll see if it plays out. I will try and be with you at some point in the early part of next week. I'm going right from North Carolina to the Jimmy V in New York. It's Jimmy V week. Please think about, we just got a wonderful text from a family. They make a Christmas donation every year to a charity. And this week they picked KFOV, Kentucky Anna Friends of V. And we can't thank them enough. And so if it's in your heart, you got a way to make a difference. Believe me, it's very near and dear to my heart now. You make a difference in cancer research. You save people's lives. And I'm walking proof of that. So please think about that. And I'll try and be, if not, I'll be back with you on Thursday. I mean, that's the worst case scenario, but I'll try and touch base from New York at some point. Until we actually get there, I don't know if it's going to be doable or not, but we'll try, and we'll see if we can connect with you on the train. If not, we'll see you on Thursday, and you guys have a very safe weekend, and we'll see you on the broadcast from Raleigh on Saturday for Louisville and NC State. And meanwhile, Jay Billis coming up next. ESPN 680, 105.7.
It's Andy Sweeney, and you're listening to ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Here, wrapping up this week's edition of the V Show. Last segment, taking you up till 3 o'clock, where the take with Andy Sweeney and James Strebel will kick off. And then 5:30, reminder everybody, it's the mixtape presented by Louisville Men's Clinic. Yeah, that should be a lot of fun. Just want to remind everyone also that ESPN Louisville is your play-by-play home for College Football Championship weekend tonight, Pac-12 Championship, Oregon and Utah, 7 p.m. on all ESPN Louisville sticks. So 4 p.m. kickoff out west. I feel like they're kind of taking it in the shorts, but I'm sure they're used to it. Saturday, Big 12 Championship, Oklahoma State versus Baylor. The Fighting Mike Gundys taking on the Bears, 11 a.m. That'll be on ESPN 680, 105.7. SEC Championship, Georgia and Alabama, the one I'm sure everyone is going to be most interested in, 3:30 on ESPN 680, 105.7. ACC Championship, Kenny Pickett takes on the Demon Deacons, Pittsburgh Wake, 7 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. And then the Big Ten Championship, Michigan and Iowa, 7:45 on ESPN 680 1057. Also want to remind everybody that we do have NFL coverage this weekend. ESPN Louisville, your home again this year for the most live play-by-play, including Liquor Barn's coverage of the Baltimore Ravens. We learned this week that a group of Ravens is called like an unpleasantness or something like that, an unpleasantness of Ravens. That's an interesting group. I have no idea what a group of Colts is called. I'm assuming it's a herd, but we also have Indianapolis Colts coverage as well. Sunday, we'll have Ravens at Steelers, 3:55 over on 93.9 The Ville, and then Broncos at Chiefs. We also have Sunday Night Football, reminder, 7:30 on all ESPN Louisville stations. The Colts are on a bye this week, by the way. Just also want to give a shout-out before we get to Jay Billis. He'll take you down the stretch here to the take with Andy Sweeney. UPS Jobs Kentucky now offering up to $21 an hour for part-time package handler positions. Damn, that's some good money. That's all I'm going to say. Plus, you can get a $200 bonus for every single person you refer to work at UPS. That's pretty awesome. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your wife, tell your children. It's a great, great company to work for. And for a limited time, UPS is offering a $25 gift card for you to get work boots. You definitely want some good work boots there. If you choose to work the day side of the operation, they can hook you up with a $25 gift card. And hey, you can graduate debt-free. And by the way, Metro College has all kinds of great tuition benefits. In addition to paying your tuition, they have milestone bonuses, a couple extra hundred after a semester of good work, even up to a grand, I think, back when I was there for graduation. All kinds of great stuff. Anyway, apply today, upsjobsky.com. All right, that's enough of me blathering on and everything like that. So you probably want to hear from Mike Pratt's the luminary. I don't know what we should call Billis. Help me out, text line, 437-968 UPS Jobs text line. Anyway, Billis, he joined Pops earlier today on Fast Break Friday, presented by Ale 81. You can hear it now, or you can check it out on the GE Appliances Podcast Center at ESPNLouisville.com. Hey, Jay, what's up?
We're here, and we're delighted to be here. Delighted to be joined by our friend, fellow V Foundation board member, Jay Billis. And Jay, before we talk some college hoop, I did not know you guys were going to do that little thing you did during the the Louisville and Michigan State game the other day. And I got texts and calls from everybody all over the country. So that was very kind of you to give kind of an update on my situation and tell people that so far so good. Maybe some people find some hope in that because they're fighting their own battles. That was very kind of you. Thank you.
Well, we're behind you, Bobby, all the time, and you're the best. So but the truth is, we were running low on content, had nothing else to talk about. So we figured, you know, that was down at the bottom of the list. So it was right after you was Carrot Top headlining in Vegas.
Was Jay Billis's five favorite airport food places. That was going to be next. I saw the graphic they built for that. So, well, it was nice of you anyway. Let's talk a little bit. The fans want to know, you know, obviously I talked to Chris after the game, and he made no bones about it. He told everybody, it wasn't just me. He was telling the media. He talked about it. He is really very unhappy with their offense, and I can understand why. This was supposed to look like a completely different offense, and they really don't, to be honest with you. Either the guys don't get it, or they don't have the skill set to get it. I don't know, but what did you make of their offensive performance, which was less than dazzling?
Yeah, it didn't flow from transition into things, so they became not a walk-it-up team because they scored some in transition off the turnovers that they forced. But once they got into something, made a play call, it was just sort of slow. And you have to give a little bit of credit to Michigan State because they're an excellent defensive team. They're number two in the country in, you know, defensive efficiency. And that's including all the times they turn it over. I mean, they turned it over 19 or 20 times against Louisville. In the first half, Louisville's defense was pretty good, but they were in a lot of bad positions in the second half. And, you know, I think Louisville's going to be good, but they've got a ways to go, as you know, right now. And they're limited in the guys that can shoot it. I mean, L. Ellis was a nice surprise off the bench. I knew he could shoot it from the way he played at Louisiana, but he needs to, you know, he needs to shoot it more because right now it's just Noah Locke and Matt Cross that everybody's keying in on, basically. Mm-hmm. Find them in transition, and then other guys aren't making shots yet.
As a fellow big man, you could appreciate this. A lot of woofing around here about the fact that, you know, Jalen Withers seems to be playing to show people at the next level, look, I can shoot it from out here, and he really hasn't. And I don't know if Malik is still hurt. He doesn't seem to be moving with the same fluidity that he was before he got hurt. But they're not establishing any kind of a, you know, and you don't have to play like it's 1950 anymore, but you have to have some sort of a post presence. And those guys seem a little too willing to go step away. And, as you know, you could evaluate what they're doing in there. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think a lot of times, especially with Withers, with post guys that are trying to expand their games, you know, they want to show that they can do something to show that they're versatile. And then, you know, you say, hey, look, if you want to be versatile, be versatile. Like, you got to go inside, too, and play to your strengths. And Withers is a tough player on the basket. And I think, you know, you can tell, at least for me, what I look for is activity level. Where he's best is how many free throws he shoots. And he's not going to shoot many free throws as a perimeter shooter because everybody's going to close out short to him and late and until he proves he can knock those things down. And so far he hasn't proven it. But and Malik is still, I think, a little rusty on the offensive end. It, you know, I think his movement's pretty good on the defensive end. You know, I think he's one of the better big man defenders, especially on pick and roll and, mm-hmm. and post defense, things like that. But he's never been – like, you remember when he came into Louisville, like, when Pitino recruited him, I mean, he was shooting a ton of threes. And, you know, to this point, he hasn't made them at a high level. So that's really, you know, nobody's really worried about him doing that. That's not an issue for them. So I agree with you. Establishing something around the basket would probably be a little better for both those guys.
Jay Billis is with us here on this Fast Break Friday. Let's go up I-64 a bit and talk about the guys at Kentucky. Their only loss, the opener, to a very good Duke team, of course, and then they haven't been challenged since, and their schedule will get a little bit tougher as we move on here. But, you know, I walked out of there thinking that, no disrespect to Tom Izzo, who's such a brilliant coach, they'll get better and better, and they'll be a tournament team. But I just thought the other three teams were a little bit ahead of them, and that Kentucky and Kansas and Duke. And so I think Kentucky has a chance to be a deep March run team. And, you know, it's unusual because he's got some experienced players on this team, which really hasn't been Cal's forte in the past. But I think he's got the ingredients to be a very good team. What did you make of what you've seen from them and what they have to do better?
I like their pieces and what they have, but they have a lot of one and dones. But they're one year, you know, they're fifth years, so they'll be done after this year. So they've got a lot of experience, but they don't have a lot of experience together and a lot of experience playing for Cal and the way he does things. So I think they're going to continue to get better, and I think their learning curve is a lot quicker because they've got so many older guys, you know, Kellen Grady and Oscar Tshiebwe. I mean, it's a bummer that C.J. Frederick hasn't been healthy because he's such a good passer and facilitator, and he's zero errors. He never turns it over. So that would have been nice to have him. But they do have some go-to ability with Ty Washington and, you know, and Grady. They got guys that can make shots. So they shoot it pretty well. I think they're going to be very good. I don't put them up with Purdue or Gonzaga or teams like that. I mean, I think they can beat Duke if they play well, and Duke doesn't play its best. Both teams playing their best. I think Duke's a little bit better. But, you know, you saw the other night against Ohio State, you know, Duke's not immune to looking young, especially on the road after a big game. They didn't handle that, I think, as well as they would have liked. If you have an older team, you're probably a little bit better off to try to handle that type of situation. They're going to be in that a lot more as we get into conference play.
Do you think, you know, seriously, you mentioned how young Duke's team is, and obviously, I mean, you see it in the kids' expressions and when they are talking to the media. Everybody wants to send Mike out, wants to send Coach K out on a great note, but, you know, it's hard enough to play at Duke. It's hard enough to play with high expectations. And then you add the pressure of, you know, we got to send this guy out on a special year. Do you think that's something they got to kind of, not tone down, but actually talk about and try and get guys? You know, you can't play basketball with the veins bursting out of your neck. That's what I say all the time, and I'm afraid that's what they're going to get to if they keep playing with this sense of unbelievable urgency for their coach.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that around the program with the way, you know, people are talking about, hey, this is last trip here, this is last this, or all that stuff. I don't think the players are hearing that, though. Coach K's not making a big deal out of it. I think he's addressed it. So I don't think it's that big of a deal, but I'm not in the locker room day-to-day to be able to feel it. I didn't see against Ohio State that was an issue. I thought it was more sort of the idea that they just played this gigantic game. that took a lot out of them emotionally. And I don't think they had the emotional sort of gas in the tank to be able to fight through that in the second half. And Gonzaga did the same thing. They played Tarleton State and put up 66 points. I mean, Gonzaga usually falls out of bed in the first half and scores 50 against those teams. So, you know, I think it's a real thing. It's not an excuse. But I think the older you are, the better opportunity you have to fight through. That's why, you know, after one of those games, you always like to have a home game against a lesser opponent, because you know that that even if you don't play your best, you can still win.
A couple more things. I know busy time of year for Jason. We won't keep him too long, but I do want to ask about two other teams in particular, because we got rooting, you know, people in this area do follow them. I heard you talking on the air, so I'll ask you to kind of revisit it with me. I mean, you know, we've been doing games, as you have, for Matt Painter his whole career, and that's not to imply that he was not a good coach at the beginning, but boy, I'm so impressed with the culture he's built there, and just the vibe around that program is just extraordinary. And I heard you talking about them, so I mean, they're definitely one of the elites as you look right now, aren't they? What makes them so special in your mind?
Yeah, Bobby, I think they're the best team. And if you played a seven-game series for the national championship, you know, if it were like the NBA playoffs, they would be the prohibitive favorite to win it. They've got tremendous size. I mean, they start Zach Edey, who's 7'4", and heck, he's like the Chief in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You know, he just plays with people. And then they bring Travion Williams off the bench. He's an all Big Ten big guy, and he comes off the bench. And then they can really shoot it. And they're dynamic. They've got guys that are good athletes, and Jaden Ivey's a top, you know, top player. He's going to be a lottery pick. So it's one of those sort of old school building of a program things where a couple years ago, maybe in 2019, when Virginia won it, I mean, Purdue had them beat. Virginia had to do something extraordinary to force overtime. So they were a Final Four team that year that kind of got, you know, got beat out by something, you know, one in a million type deal when Diakite hit that shot. But I think they're the best team, and having a really good mix of older, a bunch of guys that don't mind giving up the ball because they know they're going to get it back. And, you know, when they catch it to do something with it instead of catch it and assess. And then when all of their options are exhausted, okay, well, now I have to pass. There are a lot of teams out there like that, and they're not like that at all. I mean, they make a quick move off the catch, and so they're well-drilled together, and they know each other really well. So I don't see their numbers. Like, their worst game is probably, numbers-wise, has probably been one of the best games of some of their competition in the top 10. That's how consistently excellent they've been on an efficiency side, and they've beaten good teams. You know, it's not like they haven't beaten anybody. They've beaten really good teams. So I would not be surprised to see them win the whole thing. They're that good.
I you know, full disclosure, we got to know Mike Woodson a little bit when he was coaching the Knicks through some V Foundation events, and anybody who meets him says the same thing. He's a wonderful guy, very nice man, but I did not know what kind of a fit he'd be in Indiana, and it's a very short sample size, but boy, does he look like a perfect fit. I mean, everybody just seems to be rallying around him. They put together an incredible comeback at Syracuse the other night, even though they lost in overtime. I just think he's off to a pretty good start there. What were your thoughts when he got the job, and what do you make of his job so far?
I thought it was a great hire for a couple of reasons. One, all the reasons you mentioned, that Mike is a great coach, a great guy. It's not about him. It's always about the players and the program. But also, I think Indiana at this stage needed one of their own. It's a different place and a great place. But, you know, when they had, you know, Tom Crean, they brought Kelvin Sampson, Tom Crean, and then Archie Miller, all guys they brought in that had no ties to the program. And when it didn't work out at certain points, like Tom had the program at number one. I mean, they were really good. But there's always that air there of, well, he doesn't understand what we're about. He doesn't understand IU. And they can't say that with Mike. He understands it. And they've got a good team. I mean, I don't think they're great, but I think they're very good. And the fact that they came back after a really bad start against Syracuse and had a chance to win that game was important. So I think they're legit, and they'll continue to get better.
I lied. One more quick question. I look at the top 20. There's only one ACC team in it, if I'm not mistaken, and that, of course, is Duke, who's right up at the very top. Is it really a down year in the league? What do you make of the conference?
it's a down year relative to how good it usually is. I think North Carolina's undervalued. They're a top 25 team, maybe top 15. But, you know, taking a couple losses up in at the Mohegan when they lost to Purdue and Tennessee, that's going to set you back no matter what. But they're going to be right there, and I think they'll be very competitive with Duke. You know, Virginia's good, but they're not really good. Virginia Tech is good. There are a number of teams that can beat you, but there's nobody overwhelming. And usually you've got, you know, top 10 teams, you know, in the mix, and we don't have that this year in the ACC. So it's Duke's to take, and I think they're the best team by far. But it's gonna be interesting because it's kind of gonna hurt Duke's numbers. I think looking right now, Duke doesn't have another game in the ACC that's as high value as the games they've already played, and that's usually not the case.
I will see you in New York, my friend. Travel safe, and I'm looking forward to it. And thanks again for the other night. And we will see you. He may be one of the few guys that's even nicer than you. That Jason Benetti guy. He's damn nice, you know. I mean, that was.
And he's
smarter
than me, which is really disappointing. He is so funny. My God, that guy's got an answer for everything.
And he really
the
does.
Answers are right. That the answers are right, which is really annoying.
I'll see you in New York, buddy. Thanks again,
right,
Jay. Appreciate it very much.
Be good.
All right. Jay Billis with us here on the Fast Break Friday. Glad that he was able to drop in and spend a few minutes with us. This time he is incredibly busy for him. He hardly ever says no to us, so that's very nice.
That was Jay Billis of ESPN, heard earlier today on Fast Break Friday, presented by Ale81. If you missed it earlier, if you missed it there, you can catch it along with all of our fine shows at the GE Appliances Podcast Center at ESPNLouisville.com or on the ESPN Louisville app. And I just want to remind everybody that staying in the hoops vein tomorrow, we'll see if Louisville basketball can bounce back against NC State. The Cards will travel to North Kakalaki to start conference play, and you can join Ethan Moore around 4 p.m. for the Miller Lite postgame show. It'll be the first place that you will be able to vent your frustrations or celebrate a victory. They'll take your calls and texts, and you can hear live from Chris Mack. It's interesting seeing Chris Mack back on the promo sheet and not Mike Pegues. You can hear from Chris Mack, calls, texts, all that and more with Ethan Moore. It'll be Saturday on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app as that game goes final. And one more basketball nugget. Bellarmine and Defiance will be in action after a trip to West Virginia. Bellarmine is back in action Sunday when the Knights host Defiance College. Join Doug Orme and Mark Bug live from Freedom Hall at 2:45 for pregame coverage. Tip-off scheduled for 3. That'll be right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and the ESPN Louisville app. Also, want to give a shout-out. Feel free to mock me. I don't care. Want to give a shout-out to number one overall seed U of L Volleyball. They're hosting UIC tonight at LNN Federal Credit Union Arena in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. That's at 7 p.m. And two more tip of the caps to some local teams tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Kroger Field. KHSAA 6A football state title game will be between two Louisville high schools, Male High School and St. X. So congratulations to both of them making the title game, and best of luck. That'll do it for the V Show here. Pops is traveling to North Kakalaki. You can hear a post game with Ethan tomorrow. Hopefully, Pops will be back Monday on a train. I mean, that's going to be exciting, one way or the other. You know, it'll either work, it'll either be a disaster. It'll just be fun. One way or the other, it'll be fun, and you'll want to listen to that Monday. And you're definitely going to want to listen to the take coming up here at 3 p.m. It'll be Andy and Streebs along with Jack Grossman. A lot of people excited about his office baseball accolades last night. You can hear all that and more with the take, fellas. And don't forget, 5:30, mixtape, baby. All right, I'm off to the restaurant. You guys have a good weekend, a safe weekend. Be happy, be healthy, be well. Thanks for donating to Cram the Van. The take's next.
At Kroger, we know the holiday season is going to be special for everyone. So use the Kroger app to get personalized coupons, weekly deals, and rewards like fuel points. That way you'll get all the fresh holiday specialties you love at prices that are lower than low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's the 12 days of Christmas at Genesis Diamonds with the best gift ever. 5 years, zero interest financing. That's right. For the first 12 days of December, you get the unbeatable Genesis value price, plus zero interest financing for 5 years with nothing down. So you can splurge on a new diamond. Why not upgrade her from a 1-carat to a 2-carat? With this offer, you can get a $12,000 designer engagement ring for just $200 a month. All Genesis GIA certified diamonds are included. So if you're celebrating a lifetime of love or just starting out, you can get the ring of her dreams and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. Diamond earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bands, and bracelets are also included. But you need to shop early. This finance offer is going on now through December 12th only at Genesis Diamonds. Merry Christmas from Genesis Diamonds. Shelbyville Road Plaza. On approved credit, see store for details.
Here's what you missed on the Diener Show.
If you say to yourself, it's going to get better, and you're Vince Tyra, you have to say, all right, I'm willing to sit through lower attendance games. But I think the toughest part is then, how do you evaluate next year? I keep going back to this, because if you keep him at 6-6, you go 7-5 next year. That's the same thing as 6-6. Swapping out Ole Miss for South Florida is putting in another win. Then does it have to be 8? I don't know.
Weekday morning, 7-10 on 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, and 105.7.
Great moments don't just happen, they happen with you in the stands. Whether you bleed red or blue, GuyOnTheCornerTickets.com will fill your fix. GuyOnTheCornerTickets.com provides all types of options for all events. Whether you're on a budget or want to be up close and personal, we'll fill your fix. GuyOnTheCornerTickets.com.
Erectile dysfunction. It's the subject no man wants to talk about. When it's game time, you want to know you'll be ready to perform at your peak. But too many men don't know where to turn. Medications, injections, surgery. Peak Performance for Men utilizes the most advanced form of non-invasive erectile dysfunction treatment available, known as focused linear compression therapy. No needles, surgeries, or harmful side effects. Get back in the game. Call Peak Performance for Men at 918-8181 or visit them at peakperformanceformen.com. That's peakperformanceformen.com.
The nonstop action of tennis takes center court at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers serves up an exciting tennis betting experience like no other, with a massive number of live in-game betting options, including point-by-point betting. But don't just bet on the game live. Watch it live. Bet Rivers Sportsbook live streams a huge number of tour events from around the world throughout the tennis season. Try it today, and Bet Rivers will match your first deposit up to $250. It's a winner. Bet on tennis at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Go now to BetRivers.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. 1-800-994-8448.
It's College Football Championship Week, and ESPN Louisville is your play-by-play home for the weekend's biggest games. Coming up tonight, it's the Pac-12 Championship between Oregon and Utah on all ESPN Louisville stations. And then on Saturday, it's a triple hitter on ESPN 680 and 105.7 starting at 11 a.m. with Baylor and Oklahoma State in the Big 12 Championship. Then it's Georgia and Alabama in the SEC Championship, and then the Big 10 between Michigan and Iowa. And on 93.9 The Ville, it's Pittsburgh and Wake Forest in the ACC Championship. If it's college football, it plays here on ESPN Louisville.
Miss anything from your favorite ESPN Louisville show? Check out the Podcast Center on the brand new ESPN Louisville smartphone app or on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.